Good evening. This is Chris Moore with KGNU's Opera Box, and today we have something very special and actually, I think as far as I know, just about the only chance that you'll have to hear a little bit of the music of The Shining, the new opera with music by Paul Marovec and libretto by Mark Campbell that is going to be performed at Opera Colorado at the Ellie Calkins Opera House February 26th through March 6th. There are five performances, I believe, and I believe that they are likely to sell out because The Shining, the Stephen King novel, is incredibly popular, well-known, iconic, I think is probably the word for it. Stephen King was very, very happy with this opera, as a matter of fact, made no request for changes or anything after giving kind of tentative permission for it and then enthusiastically got behind it. He was less happy with the movie back in the Jack Nicholson days that so many of us are familiar with. But this one, he says, comes closer to the book that he originally wrote way back, what, 30, 40 years ago. Let's take a listen to a Minnesota opera production, just a few short excerpts. I can't play entire long excerpts, but I can play short excerpts so that you get an idea of what this music sounds like. It is a scary story, as you will find out. There we heard the opening of the Minnesota Opera production of The Shining that came out several years ago. The Shining premiered on May 7th, 2016, not that long ago at the Ordway Music Theater in St. Paul, Minnesota. It was going to be performed as well, I think, in 2020, possibly here, I think either 2020 or 21 with Opera Colorado, and that got delayed, as well as a Kansas City production that was delayed as well because of, yes, you guessed it, COVID. This is based on Stephen King's spine-chilling novel, The Shining. And again, it comes to the Ellie Calkins stage now as an opera, having been a movie and, of course, having been originally a novel. Pulitzer Prize-winning composer Paul Marovec and librettist Mark Campbell joined forces for this. Mark has done something like 30 operas that he's written librettos for. Here's the basic story, and we heard a little bit of it there, where the Fresh Start family, the Torrance family, takes up the care of Colorado's infamous Overlook Hotel, not knowing that the isolation and the hotel's corrupting spirits will spark an inevitable descent into madness. This will be performed in English with English and Spanish subtitles at every single seat. It's about 2 hours and 20 minutes altogether in its length. You can also join for 1 hour prior to each performance at the L.A. Calkins Opera House for a free and insightful performance discussion led by opera historian Betsy Schwarm. Let's take a listen to another excerpt. I was talking with Greg about this at Opera Colorado, and he said that it's a work that it's interesting because, you know, you can certainly have some dissonant music in it because of the scariness and the shriekiness, I guess you might say, but you can also have some very beautiful arias. So we're going to hear Helland's aria first, and then we'll come back and say a little bit more about this opera.
Takes his own life. That ain't all. This is nasty, fragile, broad, creature of what it believes. She takes pills, slices her wrists in the bathtub. Oh, and the senator goes to Jesus in a bra and panties.
No joke.
You got it with the boiler?
Yes, sir. Emptier twice a day, if then you don't.
Second brief excerpt from The Shining, Helland's aria, and we're going to hear one more aria of Wendy's in just a moment as well. February 26th through March 6th are the dates at the L.A. Calkins Opera House in Denver for The Shining, and our cast includes some of the veterans from the original production and also the characters. I'll tell you the cast name right now. Edward Parks will be Jack. Kelly Caduce will be Wendy. Kevin DS will be Dick Vale Rideout, who is a local here and has also sung all over the world, is going to be Delbert. Troy Cook is Mark Torrance. Joseph Gaines is Stuart. And Mika Von Felt is Danny. There are several children's roles here, and Mika is one of those, by the way, I might add. The creative team includes conductor Ari Pelto, who also does a lot of the casting, along with Greg Carpenter, the general director of Opera Colorado. Eric Simonson was the original production director. David Radames Toro is this director. Paul Morachek, the composer. Mark Campbell, the librettist. And Stephen King, the novelist. Now let's listen to Wendy's aria, also from the original Minnesota Opera production of The Shining that went back to 2016. Wendy's aria. In the Minnesota Opera production of The Shining, we heard one more brief aria there, Wendy's aria, and we're going to hear a little bit from near the end as well, and it is a horror show, there's no doubt about that. And all of us know very little about this opera unless we were lucky enough to be in Minnesota to hear the premiere about 5 or 6 years ago. And so what we're going to do now is go to the ending of this work as well and hear a little bit of this so that we can get a sense of all the different ways that this music, the different styles of music that can be represented, from very lyrical, like what we just heard, to quite a bit more dissonant when the horror really picks up steam.
What about those dreams?
Only one this week.
He's gonna be. Like a good gig. You won't forget old friends, will you?
Never. As if Danny would ever let me. He's been waiting for you.
Another thing, a real important thing. Order the shrimp Creole tonight. Catching much, Doc?
One nibble.
You miss your daddy, don't you?
Thank you.
Again, February 26th through March 6th, Moravec and Campbell's The Shining at Opera Colorado, a regional premiere, and only the second time it's ever been performed live, the first time at the Minnesota Opera. And we heard a few excerpts, brief excerpts from that, some of the softer ones. I thought I'd leave some of the most intense music for you to experience as part of the theatrical experience as well. Go to operacolorado.org to get your tickets. I think they have 5 performances all together, 1 in February and 4 in March, up to March 6th again. And you'll want to get your tickets at operacolorado.org. This is Chris Moore with KGNU's Opera Box, and next we're going to hear some of my own opera. This is called From the Realm of the Shadow, and I'd like to play most of the final scenes of the third act of From the Realm of the Shadow. It is an opera that takes place really in the human subconscious, and because there are superconscious elements like angelic beings and spiritual beings who are beyond human language, and there are primal impulses that are pre-verbal in nature in ourselves, these extremes of human experience are represented by an all-vocalese choir and solo singers. And so there are no words in this. It would, in a performance, as it was performed in New York at one time, would take place on a stage, and it's a kind of a combination of dancers and actors or mime people who put on the performance and would put on it again if we get another performance of it done, which someday, of course, I hope to have happen. I went to the National Symphony Orchestra and Choir of Ukraine back in 1997 around Christmas, and it was pretty challenging, to say the least, to be there because the Russians at that time were having a problem with the Ukrainians, and they were cutting off natural gas supplies, and hundreds of people froze to death the first day that I was there. It was 30 below zero when I got off the plane. And the apartment that I was staying in, the temperature was in the 40s. And it was so cold also at the recording studio and the hall, the auditorium hall, where the orchestra and chorus were performing, that the orchestra members had to wear gloves with little holes for their fingers so they could play the cello or the violin or whatever. It was a rough time, but a beautiful recording of it came out. Let's hear the National Orchestra and Choir of Ukraine now. Theodore Kuchar conducting in my opera, From the Realm of the Shadow, the last 30 minutes or so.
Thank you. Thank you.
from the final act of From the Realm of the Shadow by Christopher Moore, yours truly. This is a Naxos recording that came out in 2001 and was recorded in late 1997. I was over in Ukraine and having the National Symphony Orchestra and Choir of Ukraine with solo singers offer me that performance with Theodor Kuchar conducting. That brings us to an end for our opera box today. The BDST stage is putting on an interesting show. It's a noteworthy life of Howard Barnes, an average dude that wakes up one morning and realizes his whole life has become a musical. It does become a musical. He's trying to get out of this musical. It runs from March 4th through April 23rd. His whole life is a musical, like I said, and it's for people who love musicals and their spouses who hate musicals, so it might be something interesting challenge there. They're really throwing down the gauntlet. BDTstage.com is how you can get more information and tickets. I'm Chris Moore. This is KGNU's Opera Box. Thanks for listening. We are KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Good evening, I'm Chris Moore, and thanks for listening to A Classic Monday this evening. We are going to be hearing music which I will collectively call Deep Peace. That'll be kind of the name of our program. But before we get to that and why it is that I'm choosing that name for the program and the musical selections that I'm adding to it, I'd like to let you know about some of the live events that are happening along the Front Range and up in the mountains, starting with the Aspen, or rather the Vail area, the Vilar Performing Arts Center in Beaver Creek as part of the Therese Grosjean Classical Series, Colorado Symphony playing Beethoven's Symphony No. 5 on this Thursday, February 24th at 7 p.m., the Beethoven Pastoral Symphony and the Fifth Symphony both being performed. Also, pianist on March 14th, Seungjin Cho will be playing a concert, and you can get tickets for that as well by going to the Vilar Performing Arts Complex or Center. And then a new addition to this as well is Sonia Yoncheva. And those of you who know and love opera will be very excited to know she's coming in recital now on March 24th. Then if you go up to Aspen, they actually have a series of armchair concerts that are taking place, and these you can enjoy right from your living room. And coming up on March 14th, Maxime Lando playing the piano, and on March 15th, John O'Connor playing the piano. Then on April 11th, Orion Weiss plays the piano, and then a saxophonist, Samuel Williams, playing on April 12th. And all of those can be, you can find out more about them by going to aspenmusicfestival.com. So those are just a few of the events that are happening, again, in Colorado, mostly in the mountains in this case, but I thought I'd play those or let you know about those before playing the music that, like I said, collectively I'm calling Deep Peace. By now, some 900,000 plus Americans have died from COVID. We have long haulers. We have 1.5 million children who've been orphaned around the world. This disease has affected many families, my own. Many close friendships have also people. Many of us have people that are very close to us who have gone through some very, very difficult times and even passed away as a result of this disease. And so I just wanted to play some music of peace tonight for all of us who are having to go through this and continuing to go through it, even though they keep saying it's going to get better and we hope it will, but it's certainly been a great, great challenge for everybody. And we're all hoping that the warmer weather and Other things may come along to bring the numbers down, but for now, I think a lot of us are still kind of in shock. So I'm going to start with some Mozart. We'll be hearing music of Mahler and Beethoven and other composers for the next hour and 20 minutes or so in a little program I put together that I just call Deep Peace.